And once again, it's time to bring in our good friend Ruth Epstein, who covers our area for the Republican American, republicanamerican.com, and of course in the newspaper and online. Ruth, always great to chat with you on a Monday morning.
Yes. Busy time, Marshall, as you can tell. I'm just now working on the story about the Colonial Theater, which is a big topic here. It has been purchased by two couples from Salisbury with some really wonderful plants, and the purchase has just evoked so many memories from people who, that was a central part of not just Canaan but the community for years and years. And it's serendipitous that the theater opened in 1923, and they have purchased it just 100 years later.
You know,
So,
they've contacted me a little bit to ask me about the couple of years I was in there with the kids' nightclub and stuff like that.
right.
I think if they take it slow and it's a beautiful building. I think they can bring a lot to the community and to the area with it.
Yeah, I think there's just so much. I got a nice tour yesterday on Saturday, and it certainly brought back memories for me as a teenager going there. And I talked to a few people around town, and everybody's got a story about the Colonial Theater. And Canaan is just amazing. It's really going through a renaissance. There stores coming in. They're revamping some of the buildings and bringing them up to really look lovely. So this is all part of the whole plan, and good for Canaan.
It's a nice landmark to have along, of course, with the train station.
Right, exactly. So yeah, and speaking of the train station, there was a lovely art show there on Friday night. Local artists from the Canaan art group and joined up with the library, Douglas Library, to hold this art sale. So beautifully done up at the brewery. Chris Tripler really hosted it beautifully. And so people's paintings and artwork garnered some money, and the proceeds will be shared with the Douglas Library. It was just a very, very nice evening. A lot of camaraderie, and just everybody very pleased. And of course, that upper room at the brewery is a lovely venue for such things. So yeah, Canaan is really on the upward trend, and it's really nice to see.
And of course, we're at the change of seasons here. We got budgets. We got the Sharon Classic Road Race. We got all this stuff coming up.
Oh gosh, as I said, I'm running around like crazy trying to get it all in. Yeah, spring is here. Budget season's was a long budget meeting in Sharon the other night. The hearing then went into a special a meeting for the Board of Finance. The big issue there, that is the minimum budget requirement law that is forcing Sharon to put in money it doesn't really want to, but in order to avoid being penalized for violating MPR, which means that school boards cannot reduce a school budget from one year to the next, so except for under certain circumstances. So when Sharon, because enrollment is decreased, they decreased the budget last year, they got into trouble, got their hands slapped. So they're putting money into capital to meet that requirement. But as Doug Cahill said the other night, we have no intention of using it. We just put it in there to avoid this violation. So the following the budget hearing, the finance board really took issue with the Board of Ed, said they haven't done enough to follow and get an understanding of this. And so they're hoping for meetings with the state and with the board and with the administration to try and work this out. But that's been the topic of discussion in Sharon. Unlike Cornwall, which had a hearing last week that, just a couple of questions and that was it. So, depending on the year, Marshall, and depending on the town, we all know how things can change and be different. We're well aware.
And of course, that budget vote is coming up very, very quick.
Yes, and of course, this Tuesday is the Region 1 budget referendum. Get out there and vote for this Region 1 that covers the high school, the central office, and pupil services. The referendum is at every town hall in the region from noon to 8 p.m. The budget is up about 2.2%.
Wow.
Yeah. Remember those days, Marshall?
Yep. Oh gosh, do I remember those days?
We've been,
And I sit
we.
here, I sit here now, and I see all this unfold, and I'm just glad we were 20 years younger.
Yeah. When that, what was it? Seven votes and it.
Seven, there was 3 out of 3 years. One year there was six turndowns, and then split the year, and then the second time seven turndowns.
Yeah,
Amazing,
yeah.
amazing times back then.
Oh my God, so tumultuous, so tumultuous. It's a little bit less, well, a lot less now. Yeah. And speaking of Region 1 of the high school, there's a beautiful mural at the in the cafeteria now that was done by an artist called Ben Keller. It came about because of kids wanting to promote diversity at the school. I would urge people to take a look, take a visit to the high school and go see this beautiful mural. And really heartwarming. The kids wanted, because there are different groups at the high school now, they wanted to promote this. And it's striking. I would urge people to take a visit.
Well, I think that once they visit and they see it, they'll be amazed by it.
Yeah, it really is incredible. And some changes coming personnel-wise. There's going to be a new principal at Cornwall. Mary Kay Ravenola is leaving because her husband was transferred to a job down south. So she is being replaced by Leanne McGuire, who was named this week by the board, a Torrington educator. And speaking with Emily Pryor, the chairman of the board, they're very excited for Miss McGuire to take over the reins, although they will miss Mary Kay. And at the high school, Vance Cannon is leaving, longtime English teacher and then library specialist and library media specialist. And he's being replaced by Jessie Bate, a familiar face. She's been his assistant for a couple of years, but she was also a phys ed and health teacher there for many years prior to that. Jessie is from Cornwall and everybody knows her, and I'm very happy to see her take on that role. We had fun in Falls Village with an egg drop project by the kindergarten, first, and second graders. Fireman Bill Beebe and Matt Hansen came along with the Sharon ladder truck and threw the eggs down from high heights up to 100 feet. And it was quite an interesting event, and the kids, the whole school was out, and the eggs did very well. Out of seven groups of eggs, only two smushed when they got to the ground, and it was very exciting for the kids. And and then the next day, a bunch of third graders from Kellogg visited Little Guild, brought items for the animals, and read to the cats and dogs, and that was very cute as well. So, yeah, you're right, Marshall. There's so much going on, and it's going to be hard to keep up with it all.
I'll get out there and enjoy it, Ruth. And of course, we'll check with you next week here on the Breakfast Club.
Very good. Thanks, Marshall.